whatever you came for. I hope that if somebody else has come here for something, you just let us know. We're going to try to give it. We're going to try to get it for you tonight. Amen. I'm so proud that Evan is here tonight. Boy, Kelly used to come in to the house and we had him. He was just a little bitty fella. And she'd say, "Is that baby here?" And we most of the time would say, "Yes." She said, and she would take him and take care of him and watch him all night long and give him his bobbly. And, you know, they accused me. Can you believe this? Some of my relatives accused me of letting him have that bottle too long. He was only 3 and a half. I said, I asked my wife, the nurse, I said, "Now, is there anything wrong with is there anything wrong with him having that bobbly? What did you tell me?"
"No."
"No.
He's the baby."
"Yeah. And you know what?" She said, when he gets tired of it, he'll get rid of it. And bless God, sure enough, when he was 3 going on 4, he just took that bobbly and he opened the front door and pitched it out, and that was the end of that. And he ain't had it since then. I'm so proud of him. He's in college now. How many, is this your second year? Second year of college? He's studying auto mechanics, and he just happens to work for O'Reilly. And I don't see him missing work much. I don't know if I've ever seen him miss work. And I couldn't be prouder of him. I'm proud of every last one of you in here. And I want you to think about that. How many of you feel like there's something that you want to get out of this service and you haven't got it yet? If you can put a name on it, tell me. Tell me. We'll get it for you right now. Now, them girls are going to come out here and minister with me, hopefully in just a little bit. Those girls are going to be ministers of the gospel. They're going to be prayer warriors, praise warriors. Amen? Does anybody have anything that you want that you didn't get in the service yet? I dare you to let me know. Anybody? Everybody's got what you wanted. All right, then. Let's just go right to the word then. That's not a problem. By the time I start preaching this word, you might think of something you want. I like to be interrupted. I remember years ago, Mark Bain, he used to sit right over there. He came in the service, and I was sharing one service, and he just finally just got up and said, "Look," he said, "Brother Angelo, I just need to be saved." And he just went right over here, and he just got saved. That's the best interruption you could get. If anybody has an interruption like that or anything similar to that, man, just, now I'm going to tell you. Blaine and McKenna, this morning, is it okay to say something about you too? Blaine's going, "Well, I don't know. What are you going to?" They asked Jesus into their heart this morning. Both of them. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to think about that. Is there something that you want God to do for you? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I want to share with you tonight. And look here, the most important thing is that the Holy Spirit falls. I don't have to get to this message. There's always Wednesday night. I'll get to the rest of it then. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about anything. I want the moving of the water. I want the angel to come down and trouble the waters. And the first one that gets in is going to get healed or whatever that need. Is it hot or cold in here or okay? Everybody's okay. Take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 9. And I'm going to share some verses with you. And I'm just going to go ahead and if you can see that up there, you're a better man than me. And I'm just going to read out of my Bible and share with you some thoughts on faith and prayer, a little bit on fasting. Mark chapter 9, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 14. And just follow along with me, if you would, please. And we'll just see if we can. And when Jesus came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? Why are you picking on them? And when one of the multitude answered, he said this, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he tears him, and he foams and gnashes with his teeth and pines away. And I spake to your disciples and that they should cast him out, but they could not. And Jesus answered him and said, O faithless generation. Now, we're going to talk about three levels of faith this evening for a few minutes. And the only one that'll do you any good is the final level that I'm going to talk about. But he said, O ye faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked the father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And the father said, well, since he was a child. And oftentimes, this demon power has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, let me say this to you. From the beginning of my ministry, before I ever came to Arkansas, I never have preached against medicine. And I'll tell you why. Medicine is in the book of Genesis all the way through the entire Bible. God is not against medicine. This is what I want to see for each one, every one of you. I want you to get your healing. Doesn't matter to me how you get it. With medicine, hospitalization, immunization, any other sensation. I just want you to be healed. Amen? And medicines for some things work. And there are things that medicines won't help. You have to have a divine touch from the Lord. And there are some things that a little bit of faith ain't going to help. You're going to have an immense amount of faith. But we can all have that immense amount of faith, and we'll talk about that. We're talking about it right now. And the first level of faith, if you have any faith at all, and this is where there's people that are, they say, well, I know God can, but I don't know if he wants to. See, you better have some medicine and a good doctor if you're going to go with that, because that kind of faith is not going to help you. I know that God can if he feels like it, but I'm not so sure he feels like it. Well, that is the lowest level of faith that I know of. And it's not very helpful if you need something more than an earthly physician. If you need the great physician, you're going to have more faith than that. He said, the father said to him, but if you can do anything, if you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion on us. Now, Jesus did the right thing. He turned it on him. This is what Jesus said. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And I've told the story many times, and it's been more than one person, but a person come up here one time. And I said, well, what brings you up here? And they told me, and I said, well, what do you believe that God can fix that, can heal that? They said, well, I don't know. I said, well, why are you up here? See, we're going to have to move beyond that, okay? I dare you. God can heal anything in this room if you can believe. And if you can't believe, well, we're going to talk about learning how to believe. Because the problem is not with the Creator. The problem is not with the Savior. The problem is not with your circumstances. The problem is whether or not a person has Bible faith. And if that's the only problem, is, well, we're going to fix that in this service right here. It'll be up to you. The choice will be yours. And Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. If you can believe, listen to me, Dad, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, and straightway, the Father said this here. And I go along with this. And you have to ask yourself where you are in the three levels of faith. The Father said, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. There are certain things, life or death situations, there can't be no, well, maybe, I don't know. I know he could do it if he wanted to. No, it's got to be more than that. We've got to take it to another level. So, I know God can, but I don't know if he wants to. And what is the antidote for all of these three levels? I'm going to read it out of the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And if they can get it up quick enough, if not, I'll just read it out of my Bible. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says this. So then, faith, okay, the kind of faith that will do something, the kind of faith that will help you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And what we have to learn is this here. When a person is really born again, many years ago in 1975, I was really born again, and I can't tell you why. I bought a brand new leather, red leather, living Bible. And I read that for months and months. I didn't even come out of my room. I was consumed and I just fed on the Word. And I read that Word so much that that Word began to read me. I read my Bible so much, my Bible began to read me and locate me where I was on some matters. And this is what I'm saying. Faith, the kind that'll get something done, the kind that'll get your prayers answered. How many of you, you'd be satisfied if you got your prayers answered all the time? Your batting average went way up, and I get my prayers answered a lot. Do I have a trouble-free life? No. Does the devil ever try to knock you down? Yes. Has he succeeded? Never. I'm not sorry. I'm just telling you. That's why I'm up here. If I didn't have anything to say to you to help you, well, I'd just sing another song and sit down and say, somebody else, get up there and get with it. But no, I'm not going to apologize for the fact that my prayers are answered. Somebody the other day in here, who was that? I think it might have been, I don't know if it was Angela or somebody, and they were standing right over here, whoever it was, and they said, oh my gosh, Brother Angelo, God answered that prayer. And I was listening to them. Now, that might not have been you, but I said, you know, whoever that was, I'd be more surprised if the prayer didn't get answered. Was that you? That was you. Okay, I thought it might have been. Oh, for sure. But anyhow, I'm more surprised when prayers don't get answered. And then I started thinking, well, why not? But I'll tell you what, if I'm praying that same prayer, see, I know how to pray the prayer of faith, And it doesn't have any, and it's the same prayer of faith. I just put it out there. And then whatever happens, happens. Now, if somebody says, will you help me try to figure out why that prayer didn't get answered? Yeah. Yeah, if you can take that, yeah, we'll do that. See, it's kind of like what Kelly mentioned this morning. You know, put up Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, if you can, and the King James. Now, that wasn't one of them, Michael. Hebrews 13 and 17. I just want to show you something here, and this becomes a problem. If you can't find it, just tell me, and I'll just read it. Okay, here's what it says. Now, church, how many of you understand that when you get saved, there may be areas where you're wrong or you don't know something? Anybody believe that? Or you all think you're just as right as can be and you know everything? Here's what the Word says. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves because they watch over your souls as those that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not grief. For if you cause your spiritual leaders grief, that's not profitable for you. It's just not profitable for you. It's just like if you've got a mom and dad that are a good mom and dad, and they know about the Word, and the Word says honor them. Because this is the, honor your mother and your father. Why? Because it's the first commandment with a promise that you might live long and successful in this life. Now, let me tell you what I do when I sense somebody is, they don't want to be corrected. I leave them alone. Why? Because the Word says this. Be careful about trying to correct people that don't want to be corrected, because they'll crucify you behind your back. They won't do it to your face, but they'll do it behind your back. See, rare is the person. Stand up. You see this fellow right here? If I told you some of the things I said to this guy, you'd be mad at me. But you know what? He took every last one of them. And now, I saw a vision of him years ago with lots of wealth, and that wealth is starting to come on him. Okay? But you know what? He didn't get offended and leave and do this and do that. What do you think we're supposed to do? If there's problems in your life with spiritual matters, what are we supposed to do? Not say anything? Well, this is what I learned. You feed the sheep, you melt the goats, you milk them, and you kill the wolves. You feed the sheep. See, they're the ones that'll say, "Speak into my life." I've had to just put my ears back, and there's some key people that I let speak into my life, and they helped to change me. We milk the goats. Now, this is uncomfortable for some of you. And we run off and kill the wolves, so to speak. We don't want them in this body hurting people. Now, that was just extra. I still want to preach about faith, but I want you to see that. So in Mark chapter 9, once again, the dad said this here. He said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." And you know, Jesus didn't say, "Well, you dummy." No. You know, even to this day, there are some things that I have to start from that place with my faith. I have to say, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I'm worn out. The devil's got me beat down. Lord, the people that are my enemies, they're way more willing to hurt me than I'm willing to hurt them. Please save me. Please help me, Lord." See, that's how you pray. When sickness came on me, when I took that fall. Well, why did you take that fall? I don't think I know all the reasons, but if you think I'm a little angel, well, I'm sorry, I'm not. But neither are you.
Glory to God.
But you know, I felt like, as Kelly said, God was wanting to heal me and get my balance and things back, you know, because I'm only 71, 72, and I swam in the Arkansas River this year. I mean, have you all swam? If you want to swim in the Arkansas River, come with me. We'll go swimming. And I bought a motorcycle this year. Millie and I was at a place up in northern Arkansas, and the guy said, man, you need to get rid of that thing as quick as you can. He says, because you're going to fall. Well, you know, I used to race motocross. I used to be in a racing club, and I also used to be in a motorcycle gang, and I love motorcycles, and I was wondering why I was doing it, but I bought a new motorcycle. And, you know, lo and behold, I don't ride it very much, but I use it like therapy. I use it to regain my balance. And I'm starting to be able to see. Some of you know, hey, a couple of years ago, I just couldn't even do this. Couldn't even walk up on the stage. And when I took one step down, there'd be seven people up here trying to get me and help me down because they love me. But, you know how I gained what I have right now? I just said, this is unacceptable. There are things in your life that Satan is trying to get you to accept that God says, no way, don't accept that. There's something better for you. You have to understand that. That's where reality and faith, you have to, Father, help us. Help all of us. Lord, I'm going to pray right now a prayer. If anybody in this room says, I want to know what's real and what's not real in my life. I want you to stand up right now. Father, in Jesus' name, show them what's real. The people that stand up, show them. Father, if the devil is messing with any of these people and he just wants to get them to settle for mediocrity when you have something better and greater, whether in their finances or their health or anything, Lord, you know the terrible, terrible reports that we get from doctors and from lawyers and from bankers and employees. Help us, God, in Jesus' holy name, to know what's real and what's not real. Help these folks, Lord, to know what they can expect from you, each and every one of them. If you're standing, say this, Father in heaven, I love you. Help me. Now, I pray like this sometimes. So if you're too good to pray this, well, on you. But I pray like this, Kel, still to this day. I felt like when I came back and I was all messed up and I couldn't even walk up the steps, I asked the Lord, I said, Father, is this really all that, is this what? He said, no, it's not, son. He said, but you're going to have to get some faith going on. Amen. Okay. So say it one more time. Father, help me. To know what reality is and what the devil is trying to put on me. Say this, I think, Father, sometimes Satan tries to put things on me that is not your will for my life. All right. You just prayed it. I believe it's going to happen. See, you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name, bound this and that, blah, blah, blah. For the Holy Ghost of old is still the same. You won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, so the second level of faith is this. Well, I believe that God will do that for me. But it's not enough to believe that God will do it for you. And let me explain myself, because I'm going to take that to a higher level. Put up 1 John 5:4, please. That's one of the ones I had to thank you, fellas, for always doing such a great job and helping me. We're going to have the best sound men. They're on their way. 1 John 5:4 says this, for whosoever is born of God, that whatsoever means whosoever. will overcome this world, just as Jesus did. See? And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Look here. There ain't nothing going on in the born-again spirit world without faith. It is impossible to please God. For those that pray to him must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let me put up Hebrews 11 and 1. Can you put that up for me? Hebrews 11 and 1. Oh, and I want to just teach you about the three levels. And you could be in one of these levels. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. You've got to have something to work with faith. It's got to be the Word of God. It can't be old wives' tales or half-truths. You've got to put your faith in the Word of God. No matter what anything else says, if the Word of God says you can have it, you can be it, you can walk in it, then you can. By faith, let's look at verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without this strong third level of faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? Because those that come to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I've seen 52 years of not many people diligently seeking him. That's been the problem. It hasn't been the God. It hasn't been God. It hasn't been the promises of God. It has been people, for whatever reason it is. Well, how are you going to build that up? Well, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. If you want to increase your faith, you're going to have to play that word. You're going to have to say that word yourself. And on this word, you will meditate day and night. That's what God told Joshua, one of the greatest people in the Bible. And then you will be very successful, Joshua, and nobody all the days of your life will be able to stand up to you. And see, that's what you want. When you're after something with God, first of all, you got to figure out, does the Bible say I can have that? And then you've got to ask yourself, does God say I can have that? See, and I promise you, if you pray and speak the word and meditate on the word of God, you'll know what's yours and what isn't for you. And so you must, absolutely, totally must, when you come to God, you must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now let me ask you something. I want my girls to come up here. I've got some people that I'm training for the ministry. Let me say something to you. These girls have showed me they're not afraid to praise God and dance before the Lord and believe God. That's what it takes. That's part of what it takes. If you're worried about who's going to watch you, lift your hands up or pray. This isn't for you. Go to the doctor and hope for the best. But here's what Brother Autry taught me years ago. He said, Brother Angelo, He said, the great physician never lost the case. And you're in good hands if you can get him to take your case.
Amen.
And that's what I'm telling you tonight. Jesus never missed. Jesus has never failed. And I'm telling you, my assessment of this generation where I've been around them is this. Here's what I see the problem is. People don't take this to the limit. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When I partied hardy, when I was a punk, when I was in a street gang, when I was in a motorcycle gang, I didn't pull no punches. I did it with all my strength. But when I came to Jesus, I began to curb some of my, and I began to put all my strength into doing things God's way, trying to learn God's way, and not being afraid. And see these girls right here? That's what they're trying to do. That's why they're up here. Hey, don't blame me. They just love God. They just want to lift their hands. They just want to dance. They just want to see. They don't want to be like the idiots they've seen in their generation. I'm sorry. People that just go about, young people that just go about living awkward, stupid lives of sin, of all kinds, what the Bible calls sin, and they don't want to check that. They just want to. That's a problem. See these girls here? Are they perfect? Nope. But neither are the rest of us, are we? Come on, somebody help me. Somebody help me with the truth. None of us are. But I'll tell you what, these girls, and I didn't put it in them, God put it in them. These girls believe that they can be more than they are right now. They believe that they can be something great for their generation. Does anybody want prayer here right now? I got my team up here with me now. Does anybody need prayer for something? Does anybody believe God? Come on up here. One person. Well, he needs healing in his body. See? Now, here's what I know, other people that need healing in their body, but maybe they just, oh, I don't want to go up there. I just don't want to go up there. Or you might have other problems. That's okay. But see, I'm going to preach, and I'm not going to preach to make you comfortable. I'm sorry. What are you going to do? Take me out and stone me? I got to sing a song to you. I have a concealed weapon. My gun's bigger than your gun. My gun's big. No, I'm just teasing you. It won't come to that. We won't let it come to that. But you know what? I'm just asking you. Anybody have anything in here? And now what I want you girls to do, I think everybody comes up, they're serious, is this. Kayla, you just start wherever you want. Take some of these girls with you, maybe all of them. And Sam came up first. And just begin to believe God. And don't be afraid to pray in tongues. And don't be afraid to speak the word of healing. Look at here. If you want three songs and then we're gone, you can. There's a lot of churches like that. But you know what I want? I want to see something happen here. Something already has, but I want to see something more happen here. Help them, God. Help them, Father, in Jesus' name. Help this young man. Help him, God. Help him, Father. Help him, Father. It wasn't easy for him to come up here. It wasn't easy. He's up against it. He's in the thick of things. Help these people. Help them, Lord. Help them, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Help them. Help Casey. Casey, don't give up. The best is yet to come. Everybody makes mistakes. It's going to be all right. I'm your dad. I say it's going to be all right. I say that you're There's promises in the Word that you need to activate for your life. Promises. God's not mad at you. Don't be mad at yourself. God's not disappointed in you. Don't be too disappointed in yourself. We all make mistakes. Isn't that true? Haven't you seen your dad make mistakes? Does it look like they're holding me back? Well, they're not. Look here. Yeah. 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 Coco, get that oil, that anointing oil there. See it right there? I want you to help me. Yes. Yeah. You guys come over here. Mom, whatever you're up here for, you're the best little old gal a guy could have. If I couldn't have